From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kerry defends the Iran agreement in a series of high-profile television appearances Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke about the Iran nuclear agreement signed last week. Kerry said the accord probably will not open diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Iran. The agreement followed several rounds of negotiations between Iran and six other nations to limit Iran's nuclear program to civilian use. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing Sunday on the NBC News program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said ISIL will have to be defeated and destroyed. Britain's military said last week its forces have participated in coalition airstrikes in Syria. Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels are accusing each other of shelling residential districts in and near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Police on Sunday reported at least four civilians killed in the past 24 hours. Ukrainian military officials say they observed rebels firing missiles toward the central city and then redirecting fire toward Ukrainian troops dug in nearby. A spokesman said the army had intercepted rebel communications suggesting separatists were planning to shell the city. A senior rebel official told Reuters he had no explanation for the shelling. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari on Sunday begins a four-day visit to Washington, where he will hold talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. The threat posed by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House for the first time on Monday. The U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants. This is VOA News.